now joined in the studio by Andrew Summer and by Sylvia Kemp for this month's October Book Club. And we've been speaking to Andrew about growing up in Hackney.
Now, it's called Essex 100 Histories, which is based on our brand name. It's 100 stories, chapters about events and people in Essex. And I've picked out three that really have interest to the Billericay and Brentwood listeners.
Yeah.
And one which is probably come up time and time again is the Peasants' Revolt, which was in 1381, which was really probably the most significant revolution that ever struck England, as it was. It wasn't the British Isles, but it resulted in what might say the equivalent of the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the Home Secretary, and the Justice Minister all being killed by the peasants, and that really all began in Brentwood.
We know the pub as well. I've done a feature on pubs.
What one was it?
That was on the corner. At the moment, I think there's a building society on that corner, but I've got pictures in one of my books of the pub that was there, and they chopped his head off.
Ooh. Oh, it was not. It was a violent time.
Oh.
I mean, if you watch things like Game of Thrones, it was that type of no messing about. You're guilty. That was it. So we've covered that in quite extensively, and we've done a lot of background research on the Peasants' Revolt, and really almost every principal character came from Essex, and there was even an argument, quite a strong argument, that what Tyler, who is associated with Kent, he actually came from Colchester. But once again, we're going back 600-700 years, and there aren't necessarily all the smoking guns and documents that say this was the case.
And Norseywood, how many bodies were supposed to be there? We can't find them. People have tried to dig and find bones, but was it 600, Andrew?
Quite possibly. Once again, the numbers can't be verified. Norseywood, this is just outside Billericay, and this was the last fling of the peasants after Richard.
The last stand,
Where Richard had got the king had got organised, and he came down, and they were the last remnants, and he came down, and the king's forces overwhelmed them at Norsey Woods in Billericay, but unfortunately the bones are not to be found at the moment. But they're still looking.
We had a little dig some years ago. Not one skull did I find. I was quite disappointed.
Other people make jam, Sylvia. To give us a
pick a lily.
It's quite interesting. Odd things do turn up. I was at with Sylvia. We was at a joint Cato Museum and Western Front Association military do at the Billericay Reading Rooms last Saturday. And what was on display, which was quite amazing, was a crest from the Russian Romanov family, which had actually been found in someone's garden.
Yes, the White Russians. I was so interested, but I couldn't get any vibes from that. What about you, Andrew?
Well, it's been in, you know, it's
been
well
in
over 100 years some time ago. It's probably came over, I would suspect, either sometime during the Russian Revolution or perhaps a bit before that, whoever collected it thought it probably looked quite nice at the time, but they then passed on and it was just dumped somewhere, and nobody recognised it. But it's a beautiful sculpture, but it's unfortunately faded and it's got to be restored to its original colours, but it's not something you'd necessarily expect to find in Billericay.
I was going to say, where can people get hold of your books at the moment? Where are they selling at the moment?
In all bookshops, good or otherwise. You can get hold of them either through our website, which is essex100.com, a very simple website, or you can get them through the other big bookseller in the sky named after a river in South America.
And you're going to be on Saturday, you're both going to be at
Shenfield Library, 10 o'clock till 1.
Yep.
I say that because several alterations have been made in terms of the advertising. But, 10 o'clock till 1, and we'll be there. Andrew will have his books. He's got a superb book called London's Metropolitan Essex.
Now, This is about the bits of Essex that are now in London, because in 1965 all London counties were reorganised, and what is now today Newham and Barking and Dagenham and Redbridge and
Havering,
Forest,
yes,
and Havering, yes, were all part of Essex, but they were all incorporated into London.
See, I'm from Seven Kings, and I say Seven Kings, Ilford, Essex.
You do.
I'm not. It does not London, though, is it? Seven Kings.
It is now.
Yes.
You're not Essex anymore.
Oh, I always say Essex.
Now, spiritually,
yeah. But it says on the postcode, it says Seven Kings, Ilford, Essex.
It's That's confusing.
What, yeah.
Now, Andrew has composed a poem, and you said I could use it some point.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't bring it with me, but it really is quite clever.
Mm.
And we should remember this, shouldn't we?
Yes, it's just about in Essex being snatched away.
Snatched away.
And taken into London.
Do you know it off the top of your head?
No, I'm afraid. I could have, once again.
It's in one of the books, but anyway.
But we can always read that out for nostalgia. But it is quite interesting. No, technically, since 1965, all of Romford, all of Havering, all of Ilford, all of Waltham Forest, Newham, Barkingham, Dagenham, all been in London since then. But spiritually, you know, if you say Romford, where is it? People
Essex.
Say Essex. If you say Ilford, Essex. It's not, as you go further in towards Newham, that the connection is dying. But it's quite interesting. I had a check, or not a check, a notification of a payment from Barkingham and Dagenham, which is their council, is right down by the River Roding, right on the Newham boundary, and that still says Barkingham and Dagenham, Essex.
Yes. Right, well, thank you very much. I'm going to have to end it there, because I've got to play some few ads and a few bits before I get to the news. But thank you very much for coming in to see us. We will put up all of Andrew's books. We'll go up on the website as well, and the links to his website and your blog as well, because we've always got yours. Lovely.
And thank you for having us in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the tea.
That's lovely. No problem at all. It's 11:57. Here's the ads.